welcome to the first podcast of our new series, Everything Estates. My name is Sally Cave, and I am the Trust Estates Manager overseeing health and safety and premises across all our schools. We're kicking off the series with Ray Henderson, Premises Manager at King's College and Guildford Grove. Hello, Ray.
Hi, Sally.
Tell me a little bit about your career history and how you came to work in a premises role.
Sally, I came to the UK about 10 years ago from South Africa, and I was looking for a bit of a change in careers, and that's when I decided to go into sort of premises and premises management. I worked for a veterinary group in London, in North London, Cambridge. I had 43 practices, and it was my job to obviously the day-to-day running of the practices, but also to manage all the projects. And I just really enjoyed the sort of premises management and the working and seeing various different people. And that's what sort of got me involved to start off with. After that, I joined an independent school called Boundary Oak School in Fareham. And again, I was the estates manager there, and gained a lot more experience and knowledge to do with particularly working in schools. After that, I was self-employed for a while, and then I came to join King's College.
And how long have you worked at King's and Guildford Grove?
I've been here now for 8 months. Yep.
What is the best thing about the role, and what does an average day look like for you and your team?
An average day. Well, first of all, I have to say that I have an incredibly good team working for me. At King's College, I have Steve and Nigel, and at Guildford Grove, I have Dale. Without those guys, I would be completely lost. So my day-to-day running within the school is actually very limited, because a lot of my day-to-day is to do with compliance and running of compliance and contractors. I don't get to do very much of the actual hands-on sort of things that are on a day-to-day basis.
We've got a great team that do it all for you.
Absolutely. Yes, that's right.
What has surprised you about working in a school?
Surprised? I would say trying to keep everybody happy would be the most surprising thing. We spoke earlier about a heating where you have a teacher that's really warm and hot, and another teacher who's really cool and cold. So try and keep everybody happy. You have to make the decision ultimately as to who you make happy and who you don't. So, there's various different people working in the school. So it's really difficult to keep everybody happy all the time.
Sure. Thinking about the school holidays, premises teams are always incredibly busy. Give us a brief rundown of the sort of jobs that you and your team would do.
Sally, well, first of all, King's is slightly different to a lot of the other schools in that we have a lot of lettings that take place during the school holidays. And so we obviously have to be on site to open and close and manage sort of the lettings. I think King's probably do most, out of all the schools, probably do the most amount of lettings. So lettings take up quite a lot of our time. But then we also try to get as much of the compliance sort of issues done. In the summer holidays, I like to get the bigger compliance items done, like the sort of gas servicing and the electrical pad testing and the water legionnaires and legionella testing and stuff. And then obviously I try and spread the jobs out through all the various holidays, so that we're doing a little bit each and every holiday. And on top of all of that, we obviously try to tackle a couple of bigger projects, decorating and things that need doing around the school. So, holidays are incredibly busy time for us. Just a quick rundown. In previous times, the premises guys were asked to take all of their time off in the school holidays. Of late, I've spoken to Alistair and asked if we can take some time off during term time so that in the holidays when we are so busy, we are at least able to get everything done in the school holidays like we should. So that's just a brief rundown on what we do in the holidays.
Tell us something that we might not know about you.
Whoa, it's a bit of a hard question. I volunteer with a friend of mine at a Christmas tree farm. So everything from planting the Christmas trees to spraying the Christmas trees, and then obviously in the December period, selling the trees and going out and cutting the trees and bringing them back for customers. So any of you out there with the primary schools, if you ever wanted any school day trips or anything like that, please let me know, and then we could always arrange a visit to the Christmas tree farm for you.
Brilliant. Where is it?
It's in Liss Forest, so towards Petersfield direction.
Good to know. Have you got any top tips that our listeners might be able to use at home?
Yes, I have a couple. We've recognised lately towards the end of last winter with our heating that it's a lot more efficient to actually keep your heating on and keep it low throughout the day as opposed to switching the heating off. When you leave, you switch the heating off, and when you come back on, you turn it back on. For obvious reasons that, you know, the system has to reheat up from cold all the way again, and you actually end up using more energy doing it that way. So turn the heating on and just leave it on a lower temperature, but leaving it on so that your pipes and everything are kept warm. And then the other little one is also obviously to do with Legionella. In past times, it turned the school boilers off over weekends. And evenings, and we just found that while the water cools down and becomes a temperature of which can promote the growth of the bacteria of Legionella. So, yeah, heaters being kept on at a constant temperature, and then obviously the water needs to be warm all the time. Those are two top tips I could really give anybody.
Brilliant, thank you very much. What does the central team do for you?
Well, I think as the app says, everything. on a serious note, we've been very, very fortunate to have the central team here at King's with us. Any help that we need from the central team, they're always there. Any questions, they're always there to help us. And we just found them really helpful and fantastic to have here at King's College.
Good. Nice to know that you feel supported.
Absolutely.
Finally, on a day-to-day basis, what could staff do for you and your team to make you more efficient?
Oh, two things sort of come to mind there, Sally. The one is obviously, you know, teachers quite regularly pass us in the corridors and ask us to quickly do a job for them. And it would be really helpful if all jobs were put through on the premises help desk. We just find that it's, you know, you might be in the middle of two, three things waiting to meet somebody. And, you can only remember so much. So if teachers put things on the premises help desk, that would really help. And then, the second thing that we found, obviously when we lock up the school in the evenings, because King's is three stories, we find that quite regularly teachers leave windows open and lights on. And if we're doing a lockup, it's only really the bottom floor that needs to be locked up. So by us having to go into the first and second floors to close windows and switch off lights, really lengthens that process. So if they could close windows and switch off lights when they leave a room, that would be really, really helpful.
And of course, would save money.
Absolutely, yes. So cost in saving is always a one for us at schools to try and minimise as much as we can.
Ray Henderson, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sally. Thank you for having me.
For the next podcast, I will be handing over the mic to Gabby Sutton, who will be interviewing me on health and safety and what we can all do to ensure the workplace is safe for staff, students, and visitors. Thank you for listening.